Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Lady Eagle golf team teed it up in Mountain Grove for a nine-hole match at Randall Hinkle Golf Course this past Thursday. Both Liberty girls struggled early. Peyton Glasscock started her day off with a triple bogey and a few double bogeys, but kept grinding it out through the round. Cameron Wood also got off to a rough start, being six over after her first three holes. Cameron Wood then went on to make five straight pars to claim the lead. Peyton Glasscock finished 23rd, and Cameron Woods won her fourth straight meet. The 2024 MLB season for the Cardinals wrapped up yesterday. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday Michael McGreevy went eight innings. He gave up just one run, and the Cardinals supported him in a 6-1 season-ending win.
McGreevy was outstanding. He seemed like he could have actually gone nine innings. The Cardinals did not have a complete game all season. Most teams don't, but McGreevy was so solid. A lot of first-pitch strikes. Brendan Donovan hit a home run for the Cardinals, and Burleson added some RBIs of his own.
Burleson drove in three, and Brendan Donovan out of the leadoff role drove in a couple. As you mentioned, he hit a home run. Mason Wynn didn't play, neither did Nolan Arenado, and limited time for Paul Goldschmidt.
And the Cardinals got really good work out of their young players again, and that's the hope for 2025.
So the season comes to a close with the Cardinals winning 83, dropping 79, and they won four consecutive series to finish up a 15-11 September. Our next broadcast comes your way from spring training, Saturday, February 22nd, the Cardinals and Marlins at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The final yesterday in San Francisco, 6-1 Cardinals.
Some big changes are coming and needed, but we're all going to have to wait and see just what Cardinals owner Bill DeWitt will do now with the future of the Cardinals in his hands. The Willow Springs Golf Team fundraiser will be October 5th. That's Saturday, 10 a.m. shotgun start at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnell Municipal Golf Course. It's a two-person, 18-hole scramble, $100 per team. And sign-in will start at 9 a.m. on Saturday, October 5th. The West Plains Ladies Zizzer Volleyball Team will compete in the annual Missouri Cooperative Pink Fest Tournament in Lebanon High School on October 12th. Ladies Zizzer game times are 9:20 a.m., 10:10 a.m., and 12:40 in pool play. The teams competing will be Lebanon, Fatima, Herman, Columbia, Helias, Marshfield, and Carl Junction. Finally, the Royals capped off their regular season with the win over the playoff hopeful Atlanta Braves. Kansas City defeated Atlanta 4-2 to cap off a three-game set. Michael Massey hit his 13th home run of the season on a three-run blast in the first inning. Hunter Renfroe also went deep for the 15th time this year. Alec Marsh earned the win, while Chris Bubik earned his first save. The Royals are 86-76, heading into the AL Wild Card Series against the Baltimore Orioles. First game from Camden Yards will be Tuesday, with the first pitch set for 3:10 on ESPN2. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.